Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. Rolling on. So Diesel and I are having a conversation with you guys in honor of Nick Saban, who just wins the championship of life. He really does. I think that was Butch Jones that said that at Tennessee. Hey, we might not be winning championships, but we are the champions of life. He was fired a year later. Nick Saban has won 6 national championships in 14 years at Alabama. It's almost a 50-50 split, right? You might flip a quarter 14 times and get 6 heads. It's that common that Nick Saban wins the national championship there. And so we are asking you guys today, what is the best thing you've ever won? Not by luck, not the roulette wheel in Vegas, but or will you allow that, Diesel? Like the roulette wheel in Vegas, you won a slot machine, you won $10,000 on this.
No. We're talking athletic achievements.
Okay, it has to be athletic achievement.
Yeah. Well,
there goes all of mine.
No, we're talking about like titles and championships, not prizes. You can't. I don't want somebody calling and be like, yeah, I want a giant stuffed octopus at the state fair. I don't care about that. I care about titles, baby. Give me the chips.
Give me the chips. Panda on the text line texts into the show, and he says, Mark, coming from a journalism background, I had a high school newspaper story win first place for best sports story by the South Carolina Scholastic Press Association. That means a lot to me, but Diesel is disqualifying you because it's not athletic.
I'm still impressive.
No.
It's still impressive, but it doesn't count for this argument.
We're allowing that.
No, we're not. No, don't listen to him, Panda. I have the power to turn his mic off. Technically, that makes me his boss right now.
All right. So, what have you won, Diesel? Tell me what you've won.
None of my teams ever won jack squat. The only thing that I ever won, and it doesn't count for this list, when I was in middle school, I was, for some reason, on the Future Problem Solvers of America debate team, and we won first place.
That was a mistake. That was a mistake. Later in life, you would just cause problems all the time.
You know what I'm saying?
No. So that's cool, man. But again, the hell does that have to do with sports?
It doesn't have anything to do with it. My team's never won anything. That's the only thing I've got. We actually had some pretty impressive answers. A friend in radio who is a local here to Greenville now, she worked for Radio Disney. Now she's in Chicago, working on a radio station in Chicago. She was named player of the year in her conference in college volleyball at Lander University.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Tony Leister tweets into the show. He says he won the 2001 ISA World Softball Championship.
Wow.
I don't know what that is,
but
it sounds important. It sounds like you're important if you win that. Good gosh, Diesel. Our lists are the most pathetic things. We should get fired from our... We're sports radio show hosts. We should get fired from our jobs immediately as soon as people hear our lists.
But that's why we talk sports, because we're not good at sports. Savannah Lee, who's a regular contributor to ESPN Upstate.
Yeah.
Says that she's won intramural volleyball championships. She said they were 10-0 that year, undefeated. They got T-shirts and everything.
I figured out why you came up with this question, Diesel. You wanted everyone to feel small about themselves.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
That's what you were doing. Hey, what can I do to hurt everyone's self-esteem? What's the best thing you won? I won an intramural.
Well, Thomas jumps in. Senior year church league basketball championships. He says, I averaged 25 points per game that year. That was my pinnacle.
There you go. Church league championships, 25 points a game. All right, Diesel, here is what... God, this is so pathetic. This is so pathetic. Here's what I've won, okay? I won the local YMCA ping pong tournament, okay? I won, and you're darn tootin'. Ooh. I have a trophy that says I won that. My high school band got straight superiors, okay? So I don't know what I won there. We got straight superiors, and don't you dare tell me
that's not... You get a certificate for that?
You get a big trophy that goes in the band room, and you're a part of the team,
ooh,
you know? Yeah. And then, well, listen, if you were good enough, you would have been on the field as well. And number three, and this might be my favorite one, even though you're going to disqualify it, this might be the best thing I've ever won, Diesel. I won best sports show in South Carolina in 2019, like 8 months after we moved here.
Congratulations.
So, yeah. Well, thank you.
No, and I mean that. I'm not being sarcastic.
No, I appreciate it. But again, in terms of athletic achievements, in terms of a sport, the best that I have to show for my whole life is a YMCA ping pong tournament trophy. That's the best I have to show for my whole life.
Even a guy like you can still get into curling or cornhole. And you could go to nationals if you got really good at curling or cornhole, because you can pretty much do those at any age.
So I'll tell you, I quit playing cornhole because I'm not good with the consistency, Diesel. My old man, once he finds the hole, this is a family show.
Oh.
This is a family show, ladies and gentlemen. Once he finds the hole, he never unfinds it. Okay.
That's why you have 12 brothers and sisters.
That is why I have 15 brothers and sisters. That is absolutely is absolutely right.
So the great thing about this conversation is that we have just uncovered a rivalry opportunity. You claim to have won a ping pong championship. Well, Michael Stathakis says that he won the 1998 South Carolina State Soccer Championship as a freshman at Wade Hampton High School. So that might be the biggest one on the list so far.
You know why I erased that? Because he said he thinks he and 10 of his buddies can beat the women's national team.
Well, he also says also could not be taken off the ping pong table at UNC basketball camp 1996. Absolute domination. That means we have a Mark Ryan, Michael Stathakis ping pong game that needs to happen.
He wants none of this. He wants none of that action. He wants none of that action.
I don't know that Mark Ryan has any smoke left to give. It's more of a mist.
You are such an ass sometimes. You know that? All right. Listen, Texter says, just last week I won... Can't even get this that Diesel. Can you read it?
Just last week, I won the NBA Finals and secured the Finals MVP. Hashtag 2K21.
That's a video game, ladies and gentlemen. He won the NBA Finals MVP in 2K21. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, is this the best that we have? Is this the best that we've done? Is this the best that we've accomplished over the course of our lives?
So we've got a conference player of the year in volleyball. We've got state champs in soccer.
That's a big deal. Church league basketball.
Intramural volleyball.
Diesel, here's another closest thing I got. We made the regional track meet when I was a senior.
You didn't win it. It doesn't count.
You know, I know. But you had to be like top three or whatever in your county in the 4x800 meters relay. And I was on that relay team, and we made it to the districts. And then we had one jabroni that went out the first lap like he was Usain Bolt in 99 degrees. And had nothing left for the second lap, and we flamed out miserably in that one. So I made the regionals. I didn't win squat. I absolutely won squat.
Well, we do have to mention here that we just got a tweet in from Susan Lloyd, who said that she won several beauty queen titles as a child.
I can see that.
They're extremely competitive, and there's an athletic element. Is it there like a dance portion to those things? That counts. Yeah, that counts.
I can see that. I can see that. I could absolutely see that there. And it's you know, I don't know. You it's part the appearance, but it's also well-roundedness, right? I feel like Diesel, anytime you talk about beauty pageants, we can't do that today, but what comes to mind is the Mario Lopez, right? You know what I'm talking about?
I'm sorry. I was fielding a phone call from Dale. I didn't hear what you said.
No. You remember the Mario Lopez beauty pageant clip where, like, the girl was like, I personally believe, like, and it was the worst answer ever. Remember that? Mario Lopez?
Vaguely,
yeah, remember? And it was just played over and over and over and over and over again. That gets you the L.
Yeah.
The well-roundedness of Susan Lloyd gets you the crown. Yeah, absolutely. Beauty queen titles count. I would even go as far as to say that perhaps beauty queen title, it might be the best thing that we've had this
Well, month. We have to hear from Dale and find out what he won.
Hey, Dale, what's the good word, man? You're offsides. Thanks for the call.
Hey, I love this topic. I'm just wanting to know, does the Inner City Games Chess Club champion count?
Yes!
Yes!
Hey, by the way, have you watched Queen's Gambit?
No, I'm boycotting Netflix.
Well, when your boycott expires, check out Queen's Gambit on Netflix. It's the best thing I saw all year. The best thing I saw all year.
I still gotta watch Cobra Kai.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. Dude, Chess Club Championship, you kidding me? You kidding me? That's awesome,
oh, yeah.
Man. That's awesome.
Dude, I tear kids up left and right.
Wait, you mean as an adult or as a child?
Oh, no, as a child.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. This is not an adult beating up on little kids situation.
No, they wouldn't let that happen nowadays.
Dale, congratulations on your chess championship, man. I sure am proud of you. Man, watching the Queen's Gambit made me want to play. It really made me want to play. Let's see here. I shot club rifle at Clemson, a texter says, and we won the national championship.
Wow.
We routinely beat scholarship programs like NC State, and we just were a club. That is
wow.
A fantastic thing that you won. If Diesel and I already didn't have low self-esteem, now we're in the toilet. 13 and under home run derby champ in baseball as a kid. You mean at 13 you hit it over the fence? That really happened?
Smaller stadium, yeah.
Texter says that beauty pageant girl was from South Carolina. Tough moment for us all. That's not a very nice thing to say, Texter. Not a very nice thing to say. Texter says, I won a beer pong tournament at Dixie's Tavern in Greenville. Like,
that's
like
funny, because I threw up at Dixie's Tavern a lot.
I've never been to Dixie's Tavern. What
no, you haven't. It's gone. It's long. Thankfully, it's long gone. I'm sure the floor is still sticky.
I was about to say, man. I would like to think I've been to just about everywhere.
That
here.
Was a bad decision with four walls. Dixie's Tavern was a blast.
Just the establishment was a bad decision. The very establishment was an awful decision. I think we've gotten some good ones. I think Diesel and I are failures at life, but I think we've got a lot of good submissions here on the show today. Love the topic. We will come back to it, but coming up next, Brad Crawford, 24/7 Sports, will help us put a bow on this college football season. What is he looking for in 2021? That, my friends, is coming away next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on until 7 p.m. this evening. Great to have you guys with us. So we've been having some fun in honor of Nick Saban winning his seventh national championship. We've asked you guys, what's the best title you've ever won? Not your team, you. A championship you won. A belt you've won. You won. A trophy you won. A title you've won. And we're getting to all of your responses. We appreciate it. The texter said, I won six club soccer state championships and three high school soccer state championships, but didn't win squad in college. That's six more than me, man. That is six more than me. Joining us right now is a senior writer for 24/7 Sports, one of the best writers in the country for my money. If you could kind of put a finger, put a pulse on whatever's the most compelling or interesting story with then, and then add a unique angle to it, that's what Brad Crawford does on a daily basis. And if you'll excuse me, I was choking on a splinter there. Brad Crawford, 24/7 Sports, joins us right now on the show. Follow him at bcrawford247. All right, Brad, hope 2021 is off to a great start for you, my friend. What is the best title or championship you've ever won?
So the last 3 years, Mark, my summer softball team is 60-0, and we've won back-to-back-to-back championships. And this is like D level out of E, so this is pretty good softball.
Wow!
And I'm the left fielder. I hit lead off, and I'm in there for my glove, not my bat. I'll tell you that.
I was just gonna joke, Brad, and say, and what's that like beating the senior citizens every year? I was just gonna.
It's 30 and 40 year old men. Come on now.
30 and 40 year old men. So I've always wondered this about that sport, Brad. Is it expected that you hit a home run every time? Is it expected that you hit it over the fence?
So we have a 5-homer limit in our league. I mean, we've got bashers. We have a 10-player lineup, and probably 7 of us can really jack them. I'm not a home run hitter. I just get on base and walk home when I see a big fly.
Well, Brad, are you allowed, prohibited, or encouraged to be drunk while playing?
So this is not a beer league. This is a... Like I said, man, a very highly competitive softball league. Yeah,
very highly competitive softball league. Brad, I will take that, and I will raise you marching band straight superiors, YMCA ping pong tournament champion. Okay,
this is the lowest bar.
I haven't heard any real sports so far, Mark. Keep going.
And we made the regional tournament for my 4x800 team for track high school. Track
okay.
and field.
Yeah. That counts. Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
No, it's not. Nothing like 60-0, my friend. Nothing like 60-0. Speaking about a program that did not get a W today, that would be South Carolina with the news of Gunnar Stockton. I suppose, Brad, some would say not all that surprising, as Gunnar Stockton announced earlier today that he is decommitting from the University of South Carolina. How do you digest this? Expected, unexpected, heartbreaking, devastating?
I don't think any Gamecock fan should see it as devastating, Mark. This is what happens in recruiting, especially before the kid enters his senior season. You know, we see it all the time, recruiting trails. These guys, recruits, have allegiances to coaches, not universities. And you ask anybody that, whether it's a two-star or a five-star, these guys build relationships with coaches and not the program. And usually they follow that coach that recruits them. So wouldn't be surprised if Gunnar Stockton is an Auburn commit before it's all said and done.
Just because of Bobo, huh? Just because of that? That's it?
No, I mean, you know, you have to find the right offensive fit, too. And I know Gunner's a kid who wants to play early, so that's part of it. But obviously Bo Nix is the guy at Auburn for at least one more season, and then the job's open. So, you know, I don't think any South Carolina fan is yelling at the TV too much right now because of this.
Yeah, and so we'll see how this whole thing shakes out. Shane Beamer, your general impressions now with his few weeks on the job, Brad. Are you liking what you're hearing? I think he's got such an incredible tall task ahead of him. I think even if he's amazing, he's going to need some serious time when you factor in 95th ranked recruiting class, 2-8 this last year. So many players in the transfer portal, defections on the coaching staff, so on and so forth. I just think it's going to take time, but I'm just interested in your initial impressions.
Yeah, you know, when they chose to pay Will Muschamp's $15 million buyout, Mark, I said on your show that it's pretty much a $30 million investment into Shane Beamer, because you pay half that money to get somebody out, and then you bring Shane in for about that over his five-year deal. And you know, I wanted to wait to, you know, see his coaching staff, see the coordinator hires before I, you know, made a way too early grade. And, man, from the outside looking in, you know, he needed to be surrounded by elite coordinators as a first-year head coach. And it's just kind of a head-scratcher. You know, he had those two departures to Auburn. That didn't help. He was in the running for Derek Mason. You know, my sources really aren't sure what happened there outside of Derek was dragging his feet a little bit, maybe waiting for LSU and Auburn to kind of tell him some finality. But I think Derek Mason would have been, and I said this on Twitter, I think he would have been the best coordinator hire at South Carolina since Ellis Johnson about 10 years ago for the D coordinator spot. So Shane Beamer has his work cut out for him, Mark. Like you said, he does not have a roster right now that I think is SEC East caliber as far as competing against the Georgias and the Florida of the world. So obviously, he has to hit the recruiting trail hard and hope some of these coordinator hires really pan out and they're kind of under-the-radar home runs.
You know, a point that I made on the show today, Brad, is all about – it was a societal point tied into Shane Beamer about how generally as a society we've just lost patience with everything. Right. I think it has a lot to do with our phones and instant access. And we don't like to wait. Best attribute of the PS5 is what? Load times are quicker.
Right.
Because, you know, because the 30-second load time on the PS4 is just so awful. But anyway, I went back and I looked at Beamer versus Beamer. Right. Shane versus Frank. And here's what I found, Brad. First six seasons at Virginia Tech. Six. The record was 24-40. Okay?
Yeah.
His sixth year at Virginia Tech, he was 2-8-1. And they brought him back for a seventh year, and he went 9-3 that next year. First 6 years, 2-9, 3-8, 6-4-1, 6-5, 5-6, and 2-8-1. How could they not have been thinking
anymore?
Yeah, how could they not have been thinking, okay, the ceiling with this guy is 6-4-1, 6-4-1, or 6-5, because in year five he's 5-6, in year six he's 2-8-1. It's just, you know, and unanimously, people would say that is one of the greatest success stories in college football. His 25 years in Blacksburg, Virginia. I preach that to Gamecock fans right now. He could be the right guy. He's got a great lineage, but if you don't give him time to fix this mess, Brad, you're never going to know.
Yeah, I mean, well, if Shane comes in here and has five straight losing seasons, Mark, you aren't going to see you know, sellouts in 2026 at Williams-Brice Stadium. And that's what it boils down to. Look, you know, Willie Taggart only got two seasons at Florida State. You know, who's to say in year three or four, Willie wouldn't have turned it around in Tallahassee? He was recruiting at a high level, and he had talent, but player development was a big issue, and that's been a problem at South Carolina. But, you know, they gave Will Muschamp essentially 4.5 seasons to fix it and get it corrected, and the program was headed in a different trajectory. So I don't think any of the decision makers, Mark, at South Carolina right now are expecting a, you know, 7 or 8 win season for Shane in year one or even year two. But year three is really, in my opinion, you know, the season where ADs and the really deep pocket boosters kind of judge a head coach. And if Shane's not getting to a bowl game by year three, there's going to be some pressure. But, you know, getting back to your Shane and Frank point, you know, back then they didn't pay head coaches what they're paying them now, $4.5-5 million a season for the average, you know, Power Five coach. And I'm sure Virginia Tech still had fan support in year five despite sucking. So, he's not going to get 5 years at South Carolina, Shane Beamer, that is, if he has 4 consecutive losing seasons. It's not going to happen, not in today's world.
Brad Crawford, senior writer, 24/7 Sports, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan and Diesel, ESPN Upstate. What surprised you last night in the national championship game, Brad?
Just how filthy Devontae Smith was. yeah. I mean, Ohio State had a week and a half to essentially try to eliminate him from the game plan. And midway through the first quarter, we're seeing slow linebackers trying to cover 6 in the middle of the field. I mean, what's going on from Ohio State's defensive coordinator in that game plan to leave Devontae Smith on an island so many times and so much room? And one more point, Mark, too. I mean, Mac Jones was 36 of 45 for 450 and 5 touchdowns, and nobody mentioned him today. I mean, he was an assassin this season for Alabama and really had a Joe Burrow caliber season. You know, without Mac, that team would not be 13-0 and rolling offensively as it was.
What program, if you had to forecast, if you had to lay a wager, Brad, on a program to best challenge, okay, to be the preeminent challenger to Alabama over the next 5 seasons? You know, Nick Saban's going to be 69. Let's say that he coaches until 74 because he's in the best health, the best shape of anyone I've ever seen that's his age. I see no reason why he couldn't coach until 74. Sure. If fans are just beside themselves with the predictability of college football, who are you putting your money on?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to go chalk here, Mark, but Clemson and Ohio State have the, you know, horses and the high octane it takes to compete at that level. And unless Ohio State loses Ryan Day to the NFL, I don't see the Buckeyes slowing down. He's recruiting at an elite level, same level Urban Meyer was, and we know the Big Ten is maybe 1.5 to 2 elite teams. Ohio State's always at the top there. And then Clemson, I mean, schedule favorability, Mark, plays a big key in this. Somehow Alabama was able to go 11-0 this season against an all-SEC schedule. I think if you saw that every season in Tuscaloosa, you wouldn't see Nick Saban going unbeaten. It's just too hard to go through that SEC gauntlet like he did this fall, which makes this season very much impressive. But, I mean, look at what Dabo has done. He's made, I think, it's 6 consecutive playoff appearances now, and he has a couple rings to show for it. Has a quarterback right now who's already on the early Heisman odds and has only thrown about 80 career passes. So, I mean, Dabo's doing a heck of a job recruiting, and everybody knows that players are the lifeblood of a program, and right now Clemson's hot.
What is a more advantageous situation? What's better for a program here, Brad, to be in Alabama's spot where you play great competition and that great competition might knock you out of the college football playoffs some years? But when you get to the playoff, you're battle tested. Or Clemson's sure. Situation, who has a shock to the system at the level of play every year. Remember last year they were down 16-0 to Ohio State before they realized, okay, these guys are that good. It's time for us to put our A game on now. A shock to the system, but no challenge at all during the season. What's a better situation to be in as a program between those two?
Yeah, I think battle tested teams. As far as winning it all and hoisting that trophy on stage at the end of January, that's probably the situation you want to be in. You look at a program like Notre Dame, or they did beat Clemson this season, but that's the first time in the last 6 or 7 games where Brian Kelly, you know, actually did what he's paid to do and, you know, wins a primetime elite spotlight game.
and Notre Dame did that. And we see every year when Notre Dame makes the postseason, you know, plays in a big bowl game or makes the playoffs, you know, they're no longer that elite top five team that we thought they were. They don't have the same skill players that Clemson and the Alabamas and the Ohio States have on the edge. So I think being the hunter is obviously a position you want to be in. And, you know, sometimes I really question how Nick Saban can get those guys so motivated to, you know, go on the road and play Kentucky, so to speak, when you just played, you know, number two LSU or something the previous week. Nick Saban's teams, you can pretty much bet on them every week because you know how they're going to play. And I think Dabo's done a pretty good job of that as well.
Would Brad Crawford be a good personality fit to play with Nick Saban?
I think so. I get up at 4:45 every morning.
There you go.
And I think I work pretty hard at my craft, and I don't like when others beat me. So, you know, I actually told somebody the other day, Mark, I hate to lose more than I like to win, if that makes sense. I don't like getting beat at anything. And, you know, winning's just kind of, okay, well, we got the job done. And I think Nick Saban's the same way. We saw him last night. You know, he was smiling on the post-game podium, really the first time after any of his national titles that he cracked a smile. So Nick really thought this season was special, and I think all college football fans were happy to see us get to an actual playoff finale last night.
And just like Brad Crawford said, what did Nick Saban say after the game? He's like, he appreciates the seven championships, but the two that he lost haunts him. They haunt him.
Right, right.
Brad? I mean, it's
the Deshaun Watson pick play haunts a lot of Alabama fans. I tell you that it does.
It really does. Brad, appreciate your time so much, man. Thank you so much. All the best to you for a great 2021 moving forward. All right.
Yeah, man. Happy New Year.
You the same to you, Brad. Brad Crawford, senior writer, 24/7 Sports, joining us right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate. Diesel, would you be a good personality fit for Nick Saban?
Yeah, I think so. I like to put my head down and work hard, but you know, the occasion to be able to make somebody like Nick Saban laugh, I would relish that opportunity to see if I could get Nick to crack a smile. I would love that. Because most of the time, he's so mean-looking. He looks so angry.
And the thing is, like, he's, like, as intimidating as you could possibly be for as diminutive as he is.
But what's funny, you know what I mean? Every time you hear somebody talk about him, you know, away from football, they're like, he's the nicest guy you could ever be around. Like, he's the mayor of Lake Tuscaloosa. He's riding around in his pontoon boat, drinking beers, waving at you. It seems like a great guy. So maybe it's because his players never get a chance to see that side of him, so they don't know that side of Nick Saban. All they know is the hardcore disciplinarian, do it again, get it right, you know, kind of guy. But I would relish the chance to try to make him laugh.
I think I would tell my folks I was quitting after the first day of being on Saban's team, and my folks wouldn't let me do that. And then I think it would be a really good partnership. Once I got used to his ways, once I got used to being dressed down by him, I think it would be a great time moving forward. All right, coming up next on the show, what about what's next for college football and how things might shape up next year? We will tackle that right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Diesel is really proud of his Tiddlywinks trophy. And in terms of the best trophy I've ever won, I won a YMCA ping pong tournament back in the day. We've asked you that question today in honor of Nick Saban, who is just the champion of life, man. 7 national championships total, 6 in 14 years at Alabama. So we're asking you, what is the best trophy? What is the best championship? What is the best title you've ever won? Let's get right back to it, and let's see. Rick in Greer is up next on the show. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call, pal. You're offsides.
I appreciate it. I won the state punt, pass, and kick in 1971.
Yeah.
Yes.
How far can you punt?
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember. I don't think I 20-30 yards. I don't think it was that far, but it won the state.
Wait a minute. What?
I had a big arm. Well, I could throw the ball a long way.
That explains a lot in terms of the Gamecocks' kicking difficulties.
But let me tell you, I won it. We went in California to have the Nationals, and I ran upon the biggest kid you've ever seen. He was huge. He was about 6'3", 300 pounds, and his name was Andrew Reed. Andy Reed, the coach, won it that year. So I was up against
Wait. You were up against Andy Reed.
1971. Yeah, he's huge. Big, fat kid. I mean, they shouldn't have allowed him in there. He was like 6'3", 290 pounds.
Wait a minute. If he was of age, you have no leg to stand on there.
He was 14, but, you know, he was the biggest 14-year-old kid I ever seen. Oh, wow. You'll have to look at a picture. He won the tournament that year.
Send us a picture, Rick. I got to see this.
You don't have to. Just Google Andrew Reed, and you'll see his big ass. Excuse me.
That's hilarious.
He was huge. He was 6'3", 300 pounds at 14 years old.
Well, in other words, nothing's changed.
Nothing's changed.
Not a darn thing.
He's a good guy. I got to talk with him. He was my bunkmate when I was out there. So
he was your
bunkmate.
Hey,
I got to at least talk. Andy Reed. I mean, but he wouldn't know me from Adam's house now. I mean, if I called him, hey, you remember punt, pass, and kick in 71? You big fat kid. He wouldn't remember me.
I bet you he would. I bet you he would remember punt, pass, and kick.
Well, I'm going to do it one day. I'm going to go to the Kansas City game and holler, hey, you fat kid, and see if he'll answer me.
I think he might. That's a hell of a story, Rick. I appreciate you sharing that with us here on Offsides ESPN Upstate. Look, it doesn't sound like he appreciated Andy Reid's participation in that tournament very much. You know, the guy, he was of age, man. You're allowed to compete if you're of age. His size ain't his fault. You know what I'm saying? It's not his fault. Really cool story. And I think Andy Reid would remember him. You know, he'd be, if you said, do you remember the 1971 punt, pass, and kick? He'd be like, yeah, I do. Then if you said, what were the accommodations at night? Did you have a roommate? I bet he would say, yeah, I did. I bet he would. I bet he'd remember all that, man. Rick, great story, man. Thanks for chiming in with that today, man. Do appreciate it very, 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 very much. All right. I was looking at this earlier today, a list of what we expect from college football next season, right? Who is going to be top dog? Who's going to be best in the land in college football next season? And so ESPN has out a way too early top 25. So does 24/7 Sports. Spoiler alert, South Carolina's not there. Wink. But let me tell you, you'd be surprised that 24/7 Sports actually has Clemson third next year. You know, you just get so used to seeing one or two that three is a bit of a shock to the system. But 24/7 Sports has Alabama 1, Oklahoma 2, and Clemson 3. They have Ohio State 5th next year. How about ESPN? What does ESPN see? ESPN's way too early top 25. Here you go. Counting down from 5 to 1, 5 Ohio State, 4 Georgia, 3 Oklahoma, 2 Alabama, and 1 Clemson. ESPN says Clemson is the number one team in the land heading into next season. I don't know, man. Alabama's got Bryce Young, who is the best quarterback in the country,
again, comes from California. Now, the best kids from a state like California, they go to where they can win. You know, USC can't get them anymore. UCLA, Cal, forget it. Oregon, Washington. Why would you go there when you can go to Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Florida, any of these schools? You like how I slipped my alma mater in there with that group? I look at this and I think it's fascinating. Rounding at the top 10, Texas A&M, North Carolina, Iowa State, the Trojans of USC, so a Pac-12 in the top 10, and then number 10, the Indiana Hoosiers, Tim Allen, and the job that he's doing there at Indiana. My Florida Gators come in at number 16, which I'm not really satisfied with, if I'm honest with you. I'd hope we'd be much closer to the top 10. Ole Miss, number 18 team in the country next year. LSU is 20. That'll be mildly disappointing to some folks. How about this, Diesel? Coastal Carolina, number 23. Liberty, number 24. That was a doggone good game, wasn't it? Those two teams? That was a damn good game.
It really was. And it's interesting to now see the respect that that group of five teams are starting to get, you know, starting preseason in the top 25. That was unthinkable. I mean, hell, it was unthinkable 3 years ago to have a team out of the Sun Belt ranked at all.
Really was.
And then this year you had two or three different teams total ranked this year out of the Sun Belt.
My top five, my way too early top five for next season. Give me number five, Oklahoma. Give me number four, Georgia. Give me number three, Texas A&M. Give me number two, Clemson, and number one, Alabama. I've got three SEC in the top five. ESPN has three in the top six. Ay, 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 this is brutal. This is just, I mean, good luck winning that league, man. Speaking of the ACC with Clemson, North Carolina's number seven. Okay, that's highly respectable. What else do we have here? Scrolling way down the list. Notre Dame's not going to be in conference next year, so they don't count. They're 15th. And then Miami is number 25. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, the best thing we heard today is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you guys on a Super Tuesday edition of the show. All right, let's get right to it. The best thing we heard today, a reporter after the national championship game basically asked Najee Harris how he makes it look so easy. So I think the word was effortless. How do you do this so effortlessly? And let's just say that Najee Harris took exception to the question.
Najee, Ohio State has a really good front. How are you able to expose those holes so effortlessly?
Effortlessly?
You see what they were doing? They were blowing my ass up. What are you talking about?
It wasn't effortlessly, I'll tell you what. Them dude, they did their thing, bro, to be honest with you. It was just, you know, what they did is every time we did a play action, they just shot the gaps. The linebackers, and we got a couple of them to play a lot of the fakes. That's why we were able to throw so much bubbles and the slants and all that. But, bro, they was blowing my ass up. You tripping?
That is one of my favorite answers of all time. You know why? Because he was addressing that reporter the exact same way that he would a friend, Diesel.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be on SportsCenter promos for years. You know that, right?
That might be one of my favorite clips of all time. Diesel, is there a special place you can put that? Can we have like a special folder for like our favorite all-time clips? What do you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd love to put that in there. When we get to like the best audio all time here on Offsides, I want to hear that. I want to hear that clip. You never hear kids address their superiors that way. Some could say disrespectful. I just think that's fun. I just think they were all over my ass. You tripping? That is the funniest thing that I have heard. Najee Harris for the win. And Diesel, they could not bring that guy down. Nobody can bring that guy down. You know, it looks like you got him like corralled in the backfield and he like squirts through for 7-8 yards every time. That guy is an absolute beast. And, you know, the NFL has gotten away from
drafting running backs in the first round, they should rethink that with this guy. I think he's that good. I think he's a surefire decision maker. A surefire decision maker. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up next on the show, I have a couple of amazing stats for you on Alabama under Nick Saban. Plus, an interesting behavior was seen by Clemson fans last night. I'll explain. This is Offsides.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.